Random House Audio presents Claude and Camille, a novel of Monet, by Stephanie Cowell. Read for you by Christopher Cazenove. Prelude. Giverny, July 1908. Dull, late afternoon light glittered on the hanging copper pots in the kitchen, where the old painter sat with his wine, smoking a cigarette, a letter angrily crumpled on the table in front of him. Through the open window he could hear the sound of a few flies buzzing near one of the flower beds, and the voices of the gardener and his son, who were talking softly as they pushed their wheelbarrow over the paths of the vast garden. He had meant to paint his water-lily pond again, but after the letter had come he could do nothing. Even now he felt the bitter words rising from the ink. "Why do you write me after all these years, Monet? I still hold you responsible for the death of my sister Camille. There can be no communication between us." Outside, the day was ending, smelling of sweet grass and roses. He swallowed the last of his wine and stood suddenly, smoothing the letter and thrusting it in his pocket. "You foolish woman," he said under his breath. "You never understood." Head lowered, he made his way up the stairs to the top floor, under the sloping attic roof, and down the hall to the locked door. He had worked in this small studio briefly when he first moved here years before, and could not remember the last time he had gone inside. Dust lay on the half-used tubes of paint on the table. Palette knives and brushes of every size rested in jars. Rolled canvas and wood for stretchers leaned against a wall.